main question I'm going to pose today before I get into my topics, guys, is anyone sensing that there are, like, no trucks to be found right now?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I got loads like you wouldn't believe.
Shall I take that as a yes, Tom?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Anybody else feeling the same feeling that Tom is?
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
Greg,
okay.
You're helping us.
Okay, so yes to everything. So basically, my first point I'm making is it's not just us. Okay, it's not just me. Where carriers are not calling on my loads. It's everybody. Unfortunately, December, I will say this, is typically a slow month. I will say this again. It's not a slow month in areas where there is a lot of woods, like Northwest. Oregon, Washington, Virginia, through the Appalachians. A lot of products come out of those types of areas this time of year. So if you've got a lot of customers that are on the plains, I will say this. If you got customers in the upper Northwest, those products are moving as well. There's a lot of farm commodities going on in the wintertime. But that's going to move. That's going to digress right into my topic of conversation today, and that is: are you asking the right questions to your prospects, to your customers? Now, as you know, I've all sent everybody out an announcement for our conference call today. Just go to either one of those announcements, and we're going to go over these attachments one by one. But are you asking the right questions? Now, we're going to talk about asking the right questions today, but we're also going to talk about what to do when we encounter a down period or a down cycle like we are right now. So are you asking the right questions? Let's go to our attachments, guys, and I'm not going to go to the leaderboard because that's all for you to watch and enjoy. Congratulations to all you leaders out there. But let's delve into the second topic right away. Now, as you all know, I go over this document about once a month. Why? Because it is our recipe. It's your recipe for success. If you're stalling around a little bit, wondering where are all the trucks at, well, it's because you're not making contact with your three new prospects every day. If you were, you would have loads loading in a lot of these areas that I just mentioned. A lot of winter products, a lot of farm commodities moving right now. However, recipe for success. What is our recipe for success? In a nutshell, obtain three new emails a day and phone numbers a day, or 15 new emails or phone numbers a week. Now, you've all heard this. Why? Because I go over it frequently, because it's so important that you continue to add to your contact list. Take these prospects, add them to your contact list, communicate with your list, email weekly via, at the minimum, the email that I send out to you every Monday, and call 10 of these prospects a day. It's real simple. That is your standard recipe for success. I'll say it again. If you're witnessing a time where you're in a down cycle, it's because, unfortunately, most of your customers are in that down cycle. The goal here is to diversify your contact list. Diversify your contact list. You've heard people say on TV, diversify your investment portfolio. Well, actually, it's the same thing, because these prospects that you're accumulating are your investment portfolio to a large degree. They're what's assisting you in increasing your investment in this industry. Let me go ahead and mute everybody. Wonderful. So in a way, this is getting your three contacts a day are an investment in, well, it's increasing the investment that you have in this profession of moving freight. So I'll say it again. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, obtain 3 new emails per day, 15 per week. Add them to your contact list. At the minimum, send out my weekly email that I send you every single Monday, and call 10 of these per day. If you want to call less, you can. But my point is, do something. Do something. What's going to happen when you do that? You're going to have more loads moving. It's that simple. Let's X out of there. Go into the next one. Now, my next one, as you've seen, is called My Recipe for Failure. Unfortunately, right, a lot of us right now, I won't count myself in this, but a lot of us are failing. I wouldn't say we're failing. We're not moving loads that we'd like to, but here's a reason why. It's because you are not obtaining those 3 new emails a day. You're not getting any new customers regularly, and you're not building your contact list. Here's what's happening when you don't do this. You coast and rest on what you have. You only service your current customers. You believe that your customers are going to remain loyal, which, believe me, 100% of them over the course of time will not. You don't call your remaining contact list, and you don't send my weekly email again at the minimum. I keep saying that email is at the minimum. If you really desire to bring in more business, you will get on the phone and call these folks. Call your prospects. A call trumps an email any time of the day, week, month, or year. So if you don't do any of this stuff, guys, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have few or no loads moving. You're not going to have any growth. Your bills are going to pile up. It's that simple. That is my recipe for failure. If your goal is to fail, follow this plan. If you follow this plan, believe me, you will not last on our team very long. So you have a choice. Follow the recipe for success. Follow the recipe for failure. It's your choice. I would venture to say that starting tomorrow, you're going to start getting on the phone and following the recipe for success. Okay, let's X out of there. Let's move into our topic today, which is, are you asking the right questions? Now, obviously, this means, are you asking the right questions to your prospects and your customers? But let's get into this a little bit. Are you asking the right questions? Before I even get into asking questions, let's go ahead and tap open attachment number 4. One of the most basic covenants to go into a call is this. Remember, when you're talking to any new prospect or even a current prospect, current customer, your conversation is never, ever, ever about you. It is not about you. It's about them, meaning your prospect, your customer. It's about them. It's about their company. It's about their challenges, because their challenges are going to bring you new business. So if you focus on their challenges, you focus on their needs, and you focus on their email contact info and the solution that you provide, that is when you'll garner success. Focus on them, focus on their company, focus on their challenges, their needs, their email contact info, and your solutions. Guys, you know, typically, for those of you that have been moving a lot of freight, we typically get into a customer when we solve a problem. They typically let us in to their realm when they have a problem. When they don't have a problem, there's no reason for us to let us in. Things are going along great. Why should I bring in another freight agent when, hey, my loads are getting picked up? It's when they're not getting picked up. It's when their items or commodities are sitting in their warehouse. It's when they're sitting there that we come into the picture and we solve their problem for them. Believe me, think about it. Think of how many people that have solved problems for you and that you still either speak to them, you hang out with them. In this industry, in this profession, we are problem solvers above all. Again, it's not about us. It's about them, their company, their challenges, their needs, their email info, and above all, your solution. Let's go ahead and X out of there and X into number five, attachment number five. Now, why must we ask great questions? Let me say it again. Why must we ask great questions? A, or number one, it shows our interest in them. Whenever we go into a call, whether it be a new call, boy, if anything, show interest in your prospect, show interest in your customer. I'll say it again, the call is not about you. So when you show interest, let's face it, think of the media that's out there now. 90% of what they report is drama and chaos. It's negative. It's not positive. So when we show interest in somebody, typically they're going to share their drama and chaos with us, especially if they've got loads that they're not moving. So when you show your interest, they'll be more than happy to share their situations, their problems, their drama and their chaos with you. And when that happens, you are going to uncover their pain. Now, if they're not having any pain, if they're not going through any pain, there's a probability that they're not going to expose it to you. However, when you show your interest from the get-go, your prospects know when pain arises. They know times of the year when pain arises, like around this time when trucks are busy doing loads for another industry and not theirs. So that's why you ask great questions, because you're showing you're interested in them and you're uncovering their pain. Really, that's the main goal, to uncover their pain, because it's their pain, their negative, that's going to turn a positive into you. It's going to allow you to post their loads on the board and get rates and talk to drivers and get rates back to them. So it shows your interest. It uncovers their pain. Let's move on to the number six. This attachment goes hand in hand with the one I just went over. Remember, when you're calling prospects and customers, don't sell. Even though we're sales professionals, it's not really our profession. We are in the profession of solving problems. The problem is our customers, prospects have a load to move. That is an issue. Sometimes it's a problem, but if it's not a problem, it's an issue. Well, what are we going to do? We're going to solve their problem, solve their issue by getting it moved. That's why they will come to you more and more and more, because you will solve more and more of their problems. It's that simple. It's action-reaction. Solve problems, get more loads. How do you solve more problems? By taking an interest in the loads that they're moving, getting them posted on the load board. Even if it's a challenging lane, boy, I can't count how many loads that I have covered that I knew were challenging. I didn't want to post them, but I posted them anyway, and carriers called me, and I covered the load for my customer or prospect. I'll say it again. That's how we typically get into and develop that beginning relationship with a customer, with our prospect. We solve their problems. We solve their issue, we solve their drama, their chaos. How many times do I have to say it? That's how we typically get into a new customer. Okay, let's go ahead and move on to our main topic of conversation today. And that's the last attachment that I sent out to you. And we're going to go over 15 of the best questions to ask that will move us more freight. Let me rephrase that again. Are you asking the right questions? Well, these are the questions to ask, the 15 must-ask questions that will assist us in moving more freight. You're going to ask these questions to your shipping decision makers for the main purpose of building or starting to build that relationship with them. And here's the thing. Every single question that you're going to ask, it's all about them. None of it is about you. None of it is about your company. It's all about them. So what's the first question to ask? Tell me about your business. Now, you better have Googled this company before you called them. However, you're going to ask that as an icebreaker. Tell me about your business. All you can do is wait to see what they say. When they start telling you about their business, join in from that one-page Google report that you printed out on their business. Again, Your goal is to stay on the phone as long as possible to build that relationship with them. When that first question is run out, move on to the next one. What are your main responsibilities? The main responsibility that you want to hear is, I am the shipping manager here. I'm the shipping decision maker here. I'm in charge of freight here. That's the one thing you're looking for. Now, if they say, I'm director of purchasing, you've pretty much disqualified them. Okay, that's wonderful. Hey, who is your shipping decision maker? That's who your goal is to be talking to, the shipping decision maker. And provided you are talking to the shipping decision makers, listen to what their responsibilities are. Number three, who else besides you makes your shipping decisions? Why'd I ask this? Because your goal is to be talking to the main shipping decision maker. You don't want to be talking to the assistant. You want to be talking to the gentleman or the lady that actually makes the decision on which trucks to move, flatbed, dry van, reefer, to move their freight. Question number four, what's your biggest challenge shipping your whatever it is? Whatever it is. And hey, have a pencil, piece of paper to write this down. What's your biggest challenge shipping your whatever it is? Your corn, your sheep, your frozen food. What's your biggest challenge? Because that's what you're gonna have as you post the loads for these folks. Next one, what happens when blank happens? You could say whatever it is, fill in the blank. What happens when blank happens? Again, your goal is to find out what their challenges, what their drama, what their chaos is, so you can solve the problem when it arises. What happens when blank happens? Next one, what are your main priorities while moving your freight? What are your main priorities? Could be anything. Well, my main priority is when I send my load list out that morning, my main priority is to get every single load covered by 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's just an example. Write it down. What are your main priorities while moving your freight? Next one, what qualities do you look for in a great freight agent? What qualities do you look for in a great freight agent? We are not average freight agents here. We are great freight agents here. I train people to be great freight agents. So what qualities do you look for in a great freight agent? See what they say. The answers could be anything. But again, your goal is to ask the questions and find out what they're looking for. These questions are great because they allow you to get into your prospect's mind. It also shows you what they're looking for in a freight agent. Next one, what do you like most about your current freight agent? What do you like most about your current freight agent? Again, this is somebody, again, you're curious about this because if they like them, your goal is to at least come up with the potential that their current freight agent has. It's also showing that you have class. You're acknowledging that there are other people that are moving their freight and that you're competing with. So what do you like most about your current freight agent? Next one, what would you change about your current freight agent? If they say, I wish he would get his rates to me quicker, well, gee, there you go. Write that down and get your rates to them quicker. Just, again, just an example. Next one, do you keep your options open for new freight agents? That is a main question. One of the main questions you're looking for. Do you keep your options open for new freight agents? Obviously, your goal is to hear a yes. What's your criteria for bringing in a new freight agent? Again, some may have criteria, some don't. I'll bet you any money, but to move their first load, the criteria is you solve their problem when the problem arises, because if nothing's going on, they're going to be happy with the status quo. We love to stay in our comfort zone, and we hate it when we have to get out of it. But when you go in there with your solutions, you're basically forcing them out of their comfort zone and to listen to you and how you will solve their problem for it. So what's your criteria for bringing in a new freight agent? Next one, how do you measure success with your current freight agents? How do you measure success? Obviously, one way of measuring success is that the freight agent gets their load picked up in transit and delivered. That'd be a great criteria for measuring success. Next one, how would I win your Freight Agent of the Year award? How would I win your Freight Agent of the Year award? See what they say. They're probably going to be dumbfounded. Well, I don't have a Freight Agent of the Year award. Well, if you did, how would I win it? What do I have to do? What do I have to accomplish to earn that award with you? See what they say. Write this down when they give you the answer. What freight loads or lanes are you shipping right now? Excellent question. What freight loads or lanes are you shipping right now? Obviously, you're going to write this down. Hey, can I get your rate on that? Next one, what's your email address so I can send you my rates? That's a question that you must ask every time you talk to a new prospect. What's your email address so I can send you my rates? You're going to ask that last because prior to it, you're going to show your prospect how interested you are in them before you really get to the nitty-gritty, which is what is their contact info. Let's go ahead and move to that second page there. And that is, remember these issues, remember these points while you're asking. One, nothing in life is perfect. Press as much as you possibly can. Hey, if this guy doesn't want to talk to you, you know, at least you're giving the effort, but press as much as you possibly can. And again, if they're not giving in to you, don't call me and say, Ted, this happened. Just realize that nothing in life is perfect. Press as much as you possibly can. Number two, do a Google search on the company before you call it. This is something that I've gone over many times. Do a Google search on the company before you call it so you have their information in front of you when you call. Confirm you're speaking to the shipping decision maker. Number three. Number four, listening while searching for clues is your main priority. Again, listening while searching for clues is your main priority. Number five, people love to talk about themselves once they feel comfortable with you. Number six, have an idea of questions you're going to ask in advance. My expectation is that I'm not going to be able to ask this guy all 15 questions. If you do, you're going to be on the phone for about an hour. But have in mind an idea of what questions you're going to ask. Again, you got 15 to choose from, with the last one as your main one. So have an idea of the questions you're going to ask in advance. Next one, what questions work the best? And the answer is open-ended. Ask questions that are not just yes and no. Ask questions where they have to give you an explanation about something. That's called an open-ended question. Next one, don't prejudge. When you prejudge your prospects, you will misjudge. I say that because I am a main culprit in doing this. Unfortunately, that's one of the ways how I was created. Unfortunately, I prejudge when I talk to a lot of people. I'm telling you, don't do what I do. You'll be more successful. Don't prejudge. When you prejudge, you will misjudge. I will say this, though. It's a habit that I'm slowly getting rid of. Next one, take good notes on your sales call information sheet. You all know what that is. It's a document that I went over with you when you first started your training. Take good notes on your sales call information sheet. One second, guys. Next one, never badmouth or be negative about your competition. When you don't do that, it shows that you have total class. Don't badmouth any other freight brokers. Don't badmouth any other freight agents. That shows class. Next one, showing interest in the competition shows that you have class. So, next one, repeat back to your prospects what you heard them say. Why? Because you want to make sure that you're writing down, whatever you're writing down, it's accurate information. So, when this individual has a dilemma, is going through drama and chaos, you can go back to your notes and say, oh, yeah, he has a challenge on this load from Terre Haute to Evansville, whatever it may be. So repeat back to your prospects what you heard them say. Next one, in sales, your attitude is everything about everything. If you have a lousy attitude going into a call, guys, they will pick up on it in a microsecond. So, and if you think you have a bad attitude and they're going to, give into your questions, it's not going to happen. Think if you would. Think of all these telemarketers that call you. I mean, my guideline is if somebody doesn't talk in a second, I hang up on them. I even do that with dispatchers. If I get on the phone and there's a second gap, I just hang up on them. The last thing I'm going to do is force people to talk to me. So if they really want the information that bad, they'll call up and then they'll be ready. So your attitude is everything about everything. In sales, next, last one, don't be boring like the next guy. Be different. Be different. Show class. Show interest. Ask open-ended questions. This is all about being different. I'm showing you through these calls how to be different. If you ask any other freight agent, if he got on conference calls like this, 90-95% of them would say absolutely not. So this is a way of being different. You're learning from an expert who's giving you the information to be successful by being different. Okay, guys, let me just go ahead and X out of here. Halfway through the call, as you know, what is my first question? Hit star 6. First question for me, hit star 6. Who's first? I will say this, guys, I'm not going to drag it out of you either. If I feel that you've all got this down pat and I have to keep asking you what's the next question, I will go ahead and end the call from now on. So, who's got the first question? Hit star 6.
I've got a question for you, Ted.
Okay, who's talking? Is that Tim?
This is Tim in Corona.
Tim, you better have questions. Talk to me.
How do I get rid of when I'm calling and asking questions and stuff. Even when I normally talk to normal people, I use a lot, like when I'm thinking. How do I get rid of that? It's a really bad habit for
me. Does anybody have any suggestions for Tim on getting rid of It's star 6. Who has any suggestions for Tim in getting rid of while he's talking to his prospects?
The more calls he does, the more he's going to get used to it. The less he's going to use the word because he's going to be adapted to answering questions.
Asking questions, also answering questions. Excellent answer, Tom. So Tom basically said, Tim, get on the phone. Right, Tom?
Yes, sir.
Get on the phone. I'm gonna throw this in there. Hey, Tim.
Yeah.
Did you hear me say at all during my conference call today?
No, not at all.
Do you know why? Because I am aware of it. I am aware of it. Mm-hmm. I am aware that I am not to say I am to be focused on the words that I give you. They're positive words. They're words to encourage you. And yes, Tom, that's a great point. The more you get on the phone, the more you talk to people, the more you're aware of that actually it's a sound. Is not a word, it's a sound. So basically, as you're talking to people, Tim, you're giving them a sound. What does that mean? Tim?
Well, that's what I'm not sure about. I know I do it. I do that. I do in my regular conversation all the time.
Okay. The more you talk to more people, the more you will get rid of that.
Okay.
You there? Are you still there, Tom?
Yep.
Did you have an issue with
Never.
Never? Anybody else having an issue with It's star 6. Anybody else having an issue with
Yeah, this is Debbie.
Debbie, go ahead.
I found that I was saying when I didn't know what to say, like a filler. So I make sure I have my list in front of me of things to ask. I even come up with some of my own questions just to find out what's going on with my customers or carriers, either way. And if I don't have anything to say, I just shut my mouth and listen to what they have to say.
Attagirl. Attagirl. If you're done talking, shut your mouth. And here's another thing, guys. If you want to sound like 95% of this population, or certainly those individuals in our profession, just keep using and saying the word because 95% of all individuals say it. You differentiate yourself when you don't say it, and that's what's going to get attention. But I'll say it again. Tom came up with it best. The more you talk to people, the more you will get rid of that bad habit, the more you focus and are aware of it. Great question, Tim. Anything else?
Not right now. Yeah, I did it again. Not right now, actually.
You know, and all I can say is knock it off. Tim?
Yes.
Stop doing it.
Ted.
Talk to me. Who's on?
Ted, this is Janice, and I apologize. I have a little bit of a cold. But I try to be more like a Ted clone.
Like a who?
A Ted clone. I try to You know, you always hear me say that to you. I'm always trying to be like you when I grow up.
Okay. So how can you assist Tim in his challenge?
Just listen to how you speak and try to be a Ted clone.
When I get on the phone with everybody, I have a list of information that I'm going to talk about. That's the first thing. So I don't have gaps. But here's the thing. I've been doing conference calls now for a year, and I would venture to say when I started doing them, I was struggling to fill spaces. But Tom hit it on the head. The more you talk to people, the more you're going to get into a communicative mood. But here's the thing, you have to pick up the phone and actually speak to people. You have to get your 3 contacts a day. That's what you have to do. And the more you do that, the more that these vocabulary deficiencies will leave you. Also, Tim, there's a page in the Freight Sales Guide called Word Choice. Actually, there's a whole page of words that you must get rid of if you're going to be successful in this profession. Have you read that yet, Tim?
Yes, actually, it is on my wall.
Okay, wonderful.
Besides in my freight game.
Wonderful. Okay. And Tim, you didn't say before he answered me, so way to go.
We're getting better. I did have a thought, though, with, was it Tom's answer? If I use like my friends and on slow times or whatever, and you know, call them and do like a practice call, does that help also?
It's up to you, Tim. You're created differently than the rest of us. You will
okay.
know as you do it and find that out.
Okay.
I would be doing practice calls with you.
Tim, did you hear that?
Yeah, I was just trying to see. That's
Tim,
fine with
Tim,
me.
Debbie said that you wouldn't mind doing practice calls with you.
Okay.
What is your next question that you're going to ask her?
Mm-hmm.
What is your telephone number, Debbie?
That's exactly what I was trying to figure out. I was writing her name down here. Okay. Okay.
What's the next question you're going to ask Debbie, Tim?
And where can I call you at, Debbie?
888-850-8000. 3327.
Thank you for volunteering that, Debbie.
Sure, no
Thanks,
problem.
Debbie. It'll help me out a bunch.
Yeah, help
okay.
me too.
Let's get off of Let's get back on topic here. Who's got the next question, comment, whatever you want to share with us, guys?
This is Debbie again.
Debbie, fire away.
I am looking for trucks for North Dakota to Pennsylvania, 53-foot dry van. If anybody knows of any carriers up that way, I would greatly appreciate a lead.
North Dakota to Pennsylvania. Debbie's looking for dry vans coming from North Dakota. Now, North Dakota is 400 miles across, Debbie.
Yes,
any,
I know.
Anywhere in particular picking up? Is it Bismarck, Fargo,
Cavalier,
Williston?
Way up on the border of Canada and North Dakota.
So anywhere along the border?
Yeah, or within a reasonable range.
Okay, but, I mean, where are your loads picking up at?
Cavalier, North Dakota.
Cavalier, okay. Is that produce?
No, it's actually dry beans.
Dry beans, okay. Okay, wonderful. If anybody has any insight on assisting Debbie with some trucks out of North Dakota going east, by all means, speak up. Thanks, Deb.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to throw out a freight request?
Yes, this is Nassim.
Nassim, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Thank you. I if anyone knows of power-only carriers, I would most appreciate his help.
Okay. So power-only, what neck of the country, Nassim? Mostly West Coast?
Well, it's across the country, actually. I have right now I have 7 tankers from Arizona to California, and I have more of them also in Illinois and all over the country.
Nassim.
Yes.
Let me throw this at you. Years ago, I used Swift Transportation. And as you may or may not know, Swift, who is the largest carrier in the world, is based in Phoenix. And they also have a yard in, I believe it's Ontario.
Yes.
So call Swift.
Swift has a yard everywhere.
Well, yeah, but I know they particularly have one in Ontario. So they did a couple power only moves for me. They stopped doing it because I didn't have a whole lot to give them, Nassim. But
yes.
Definitely call Swift.
Thank you.
And again, your loads are out of the Phoenix area.
Phoenix, I would say Phoenix even. I posted one of them from Phoenix because it's very close to the other pickup location.
Okay, but it's the Phoenix area.
Yes.
Call Swift.
Thank you.
Okay. I mean, if you have a steady stream of loads to give them, Nassim, I know they will work with you.
Thank you.
They might be a little on the high side, but I'll let you work that.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes.
Any other requests, Nassim?
Well, no.
Okay. Questions, comments, shares, wins, losses? Fire away, guys. Don't be shy. Boy, if you're shy in this profession, you're not going to last long. It's star 6. Who's next?
This is Greg in Joplin.
Greg, fire away.
Hi. Hey, I'm looking for heavy haul specialized. Out of it's going from Grandview to Winchester, Virginia, 74,000 pounds.
Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Greg.
Yes.
I'm gonna have you call corporate. Corporate number 716.
Hang on. Let me find my pen here. Hang on. Go for it.
716-250-3477.
250-3477.
Yeah, 716-250-3477.
Okay.
You're going to talk to Mike at extension 1337.
Mike 1337.
Tell Mike that I told you to call him, and you're looking for John Baker's number. John Baker's number. He's in Bend, Oregon.
John Baker.
John is he's an agent with LDI. He specializes in heavy hauls.
Oh, does he?
Yep.
Okay.
Cool. All you can do is call John. I had John as a guest on the call here about 9 months ago. But he specializes in heavy hauls. Let John know that I referred you.
Okay.
Just see what he can see what type of insight he can give you.
Okay. Thanks. Appreciate
okay.
that.
You bet. Any other questions, guys? Comments? Questions, comments, shares, wins, losses?
Losses, I have many of them. This is missing again.
The scene? Fire away. We're here to assist you.
This experience, just to let everybody know that sometimes you can cover, you can reach to this point that you covered this load, and more than once it could be canceled by the carrier. Don't give up. Don't give up.
Deb, does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does.
All right. My apologies, Debbie.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
So as Nassim was saying to everybody, if a carrier drops out on you, I mean, do not let that affect you. Do not let it affect you. In fact, typically when a carrier drops out on me, my first thought is, I'm going to recover this at a better rate.
Absolutely, and it happens.
Going to recover this load at a better rate. That's the attitude that I attempt to take in recovering a load. I'm going to recover this at a better rate.
Yes.
So, excellent point, Nassim. Thanks for sharing that.
Not only, it's also an opportunity for me to demonstrate that I can solve problems. Although, my fortune that this customer or these customers, they know, they're aware of the markets, you know, how it built and the structure, and they know that if something happens, it's not that I'm to blame, or this is unless I did something really, really bad myself. But they know that if something happens, most likely the carrier is there to provide answers. Anyways, so it is also an opportunity for me to demonstrate my ability to solve problems. This is a good thing.
Excellent point, Nassim. You know, that's basically what my topic was today. You are a problem solver.
Yes.
You're not a salesman. That's your profession. We are problem solvers.
Yes.
And it would be no different than any other profession, even if you owned a business. We solve people's problems, their dilemmas, their drama. And hey, a lot of times they may want you to listen to their drama. That's when I don't have a whole lot of patience for that. But anyway, that's what we are. We're problem solvers, true and true. That's what a sales profession is. That is your title, head problem solver. Who's got the next comment, question? And I'll say this, guys, if you want to work your way out of this slow time where it doesn't seem like trucks are out there, connect with more prospects. Connect with more prospects and don't ever stop. Don't ever stop. Who is about to say something? It's star 6.
This is Tim again.
Go ahead, Tim.
So you were talking about problem solving. I'm new here. The last company I was with, I had a load that I was trying to get for a guy because of the company reasons. I couldn't fulfill it. I put him in contact directly with the carrier, and he got the thing solved. I was honest with him. When I signed up with you here, Ted, and stuff, I called him back. He was actually my first contact to call back, and he said, absolutely, I'll do business with you because you worked with me and you were honest with me. And I can say it goes a long way. I sent him an email today, and he's off and running and excited about me being with a new company and actually being able to help him.
Well, Tim, great share there. Now your goal is to put 19 other prospects on your prospect list.
So exactly.
So we can get you your LDI freight system. Right? So you can start moving loads for this guy.
Exactly.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that, Tim. Honesty is always the best policy. Always the best policy.
Do you ever have a shipper pull out on you?
What do you mean?
Well, today it was a shipper. It was a customer who they had posted a load. I got the email list. I posted it, and I had the carrier ready, and it's a good thing that she didn't dispatch her truck because the customer came back and said, no, we're not doing it because their customer used their own truck.
Got it. So Debbie's posed the question to everybody, has anyone ever had a customer pull out of a load?
Happens all the time.
Anybody else want to chime in? Anybody ever have a customer pull out of a load? Yeah, it does happen, Debbie.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember one time where Maria sent a truck in for her customer, and basically the customer made a deal with that carrier.
Oh.
The customer made a deal with Maria's carrier that she sent in there. So basically the customer told Maria, hey, even though your truck is here, I don't require you to do this load for me. So anything can happen out there, guys. Now, is that the norm? Absolutely not, but it's just one story. It's just one incident. So, yeah, absolutely customers can, but typically carriers will pull out of a load before a customer will.
Because they're all about the money.
Well, who knows, Tom? I mean, sometimes they do have a flat tire, but that's why you don't stop. You move forward as if. Always act as if. Always act as if this load is getting picked up by this carrier that you have contracted to do it. Always act as if it's going to happen, as if you believe it. Next comment, guys? Question? Okay, as you typically know, end of every session, any questions involving selling, if you require some motivation, if you require me to assist you with some bad habits that you're going to get rid of, I won't say trying to get rid of, but going to get rid of, call the office here, 626-309-9141. Any questions whatsoever involving our LDI freight system, call the same number, 626-309-9141. You will speak to Marilyn or Maria. Again, 626-309-9141. Any last comment before I take off here? Really appreciate the participation, guys. Keep it up on the next one. If your goal is to learn more and more about this profession, you must participate, you must ask questions, and you must fail forward. You must make mistakes in order to learn how to do this correctly, because that is the best way that we learn, by making mistakes. I'm not saying go out there purposely, but don't be surprised when you make mistakes, that is when you learn the most. That's my thought for the day. Take care, everybody. God bless you all. We will see you anytime you call this week.
Thanks, Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
You bet.
Thanks,
Take
Ted.
Care.
Thanks.